This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
This man has made a name for himself in a very short space of time compared to us, the man's a boy.
We've been trying.
But I'm old enough to be his father, for God's sake. All right, no more from me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Nathaniel.
Hey, hey.
What's going on, Jen?
How's it going?
Good. Yeah. I'm actually really happy that we're inside here because outside is boiling hot.
It is a scorcher, isn't it?
It's like nearly 40 degrees.
Do you like that sort of weather?
I do. At the right times. Like, I'm wearing jeans and stuff. Bad move.
Yeah.
Bad idea. Did you not check this morning?
No, I didn't.
It's what you got to do.
I'm that bad, eh?
37 as well. That's, you know, it's getting up there, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, what do you do then if you're, we'll get onto your gigs, but what do you do then in normally if it's summer weather? Are you a surfer?
I'm not a surfer.
Me
I'm more
either.
I tried many years ago and I sucked at it.
Right.
Like I was that one person that just couldn't get past the break.
And you're like us, then you tried it once, forget it.
And I tried it once and I was over it.
We gave it a go.
I kept getting pushed back and just getting pummeled by these waves. And
I just like to float. Body surfing, much easier. You just get thrown around.
Exactly.
Much more fun.
Exactly. Well, just like on a Lilo. Just a Lilo in a swimming pool. I'm all right with that, you know.
Exactly.
And I guess that's kind of it is all about summer, isn't it? And your gig is all about summer. You're doing summer sessions at Chapel, you know. And have you been there before? Have you worked there before?
The first time I went there was we're doing a little promo thing actually last week.
Yep.
And that was the first time I went in there. And it's amazing. It's got a certain... I think it's the third oldest church in Melbourne and the oldest one in Prahran.
Oh, they've ruined it now for religion. The God don't go there no more.
Exactly. No, it was actually amazing. Like, I walked in there and I was like, far out. It's the energy in that room, that space was just...
It really is. And actually, I don't know how much you know about the other artists that have been there, but they've had them all over the years.
Yeah.
The Live at the Chapel stuff. And even the last however many years, it's been, there's some of the artists that have been there. And this summer sessions seems to just go over really, really well. It brings in artists that we, you know, obviously we buy records and see videos, but we get to see you in more of a intimate sort of setting rather than in a great big concert.
Yeah, it's a little bit different compared to, some of the festival gigs and stuff I've done in the past where the energy is electrified. But this is, it's a little bit laid back.
You've really got to find your centre, find
your zone, mellow it out, and most importantly, connect with whoever is in front of you. I try and treat every gig that I do like an audition.
Right.
So, you know, there's going to be...
Even
this one. There's going to be more than...
At the end.
You're going to rate me.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be more than one person, you know, in the audience that aren't going to know who I am or who I'm about. So my job is to try and win them over. So that's why I try and make every gig I do an audition to really
Well, you want to win them. Why would you not? Of course, you want to win them over.
Of course.
What sort of music is it then? This is Let's Get It On. I think that could be Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Light bulb moment. Are you getting it?
I think it's gone off.
Yeah, so it's a bunch of songs by Marvin Gaye.
What got you onto Marvin Gaye?
Well, for me personally, I've always been a fan of soul music. You know, that era. A lot of the time I say I was born in a different era because I just love that soul funk disco type of sound, and Marvin Gaye amongst a lot of other artists that has had timeless music. Marvin Gaye for me is the type of artist that's been so close to home in terms of his music, his delivery, his vocal performance, etc. And the idea sparked and I was like, let's try and do this. And my management was like, yep, that's an awesome idea. Let's give it a go. And it's been awesome so far. You know, we've done a bunch of shows regionally and we're getting more shows and stuff penciled in. But more importantly, the Chapel of Chapel is one I'm looking most forward to.
So are you getting to do some of your own little spins with it all?
Yeah.
And a lot of fun with it?
Yeah, yeah. So a bunch of Marvin Gaye songs.
You get to be all sexy.
It might, you know, all yeah. sexy, yeah. be the character.
Let's get it on.
Exactly. Can you do that again?
No. I've got to retire.
No, so a whole bunch of Marvin Gaye songs, a bunch of songs from that era as well.
I mean, the man had some incredible songs, didn't yeah, he? I mean, yeah. Sexual Healing, Let's Get It On, Heard It Through the Grapevine. These are the biggest, aren't
yep,
they? You know,
yep,
sexual, no wonder yep, you yep, want yep. love all that, you know.
Yeah,
And I reckon you've got a younger fan. I would imagine you've got a mix of a fan base, but yeah. there'd be a lot of younger ones that may not know Marvin Gaye.
Exactly,
and seeing yeah. you do them, they're going to absolutely wet their knickers. Are they not?
So. I guess it puts me in a different light
yeah.
compared to just going on stage and singing a bunch of songs that I've written or yeah. performed and done myself. It's just something different to give my audience and my fan base. And as you
but
said
you've got
before,
to have a good voice. That's the thing.
You have to look. It's one of those things that you have to be pretty confident that you
yeah,
could pull it off.
Exactly.
Do not give me Marvin if you're rubbish.
If you can't, exactly.
Yeah.
You have to pull it off. It's like there's one artist that a lot of people try and imitate, but just don't pull it off, and that's Michael Jackson.
Right.
He's one of those artists that I rarely try and cover his music because I just can't do what he can do.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you can do it in your own way.
Exactly.
Maybe one song,
yeah,
but you
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
want
yeah.
to tackle more than that.
But if you're not doing it justice, yeah.
It's like yes or no. You're either there or you're not, you yeah. know what I mean? So, but Marvin Gaye, I feel like I've grown up with a lot of his music and
yeah.
The idea sparked and here we are. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm excited to do it. And especially for 2018, there's a lot more coming.
And you've got more music on the way.
Yes, I'm working on a new record.
Stuff.
Yep, a new album. And I'll be dropping a single on the 2nd of March, 2018, which we have penciled in finally.
Oh, exciting.
So we're just going through the motions of getting ready for that. It's nearly the end of the year, Christmas time. Everyone goes on holiday and goes
yep.
on the break. So we're trying to cram in as much as we can before everyone.
Good idea.
Leaves.
Well, on that note, I do believe you brought a young man with you.
I
who's
did.
Got a guitar.
Unfortunately, he came down. His name's Brad.
It is indeed. And I think we should get a song out of you then, because cool. otherwise it's a bit
I'd
of a waste
to.
Of time, isn't it?
I would love to.
All right, you're on Joy. This is Nathaniel.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things and what they used to be. No, no. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things and what they used to be. No, no. Oil wasted upon the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, 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 no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds are living or dying. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Yeah. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more abuse for man can't she stand? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on, baby? What's going on? Yeah. Mother, mother, that's too many of you dying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. Oh, you know we got to find a way to bring some love in, love!
today. Father, Father, you don't need to escalate. Yeah. See, war is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. Yeah. Oh, you know we got to find a way to bring some love and love and love and here today. Bigger lines, a bigger sign. Would you punish me with brutality? Talk to me so you can see. What's going on? Take me to the bridge. Ooh, yeah. Right on,
Nathaniel, oh,
what a voice.
Thank you very much.
And you, man, and you, Brad.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice, and Brad.
That's just a taste of what you can experience at the Summer Sessions at Chapel.
Yes,
in January.
Hitting down in the middle of the afternoon and belting out like that. I can imagine when you're just up there, that's even cooks even more, doesn't it?
It's one of those moments for me, like it's different to go into a studio and write music and record it and stuff, which can be such a long, tedious process. But getting on stage, doing what you're doing, love is just one of those moments that really energize you to keep doing it.
Well, good on you. We're grateful you've made it in today, and thank
you.
My
pleasure.
Thank you
for having me, guys.
So you can see Nathaniel performing at Chapel Off Chapel for the Chapel Summer Sessions on the 13th of January at 8 p.m.
You can book on
chapeloffchapel.com.au.
Well done.
Thanks, guys.
And give our love to the staff at Chapel. I would imagine they're listening now.
There's
very little work going on in that office, you know, they do what they can.
Exactly.
Good on you. Thanks for coming in. Have a good Christmas as well.
You're on joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.